Welcome to the Mind Over Matter podcast with Heather Hakes, where mindset is everything. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe and leave me a review. This podcast is designed to help open your awareness to the truth of who you are, a limitless being. You are worthy and deserving of an abundant and prosperous life. It's time to peel back the false beliefs and live the life you dream about. For additional resources or to contact me directly, please visit my website, heatherhakes.com. Welcome to episode number 594. In today's podcast, I am sharing with you four practical steps you can use to help materialize the things that you want. It doesn't matter if it's money, if it's an experience, if it's a home, if it's a job, if it's a relationship. Put these four steps into play and you will learn how to live your life by design rather than by default. Today, I want to break down the teachings of Neville Goddard, who was most prominent back in the early to mid 1900s. He was a British-American author, also from Barbados. But what Neville Goddard was teaching back then is as relevant as it is today. And that's why I want to share with you his teachings, a lot of it breaking down the Bible. But I want to share with you how your consciousness, your mindset, your paradigm is literally creating your reality. Just like in the seven hermetic principles, the very first principle, all is mind, all is mental. And Neville Goddard was teaching us the exact same thing. Today, I want to share with you and literally break this down into four tangible, simple processes so that you too, number one, I want you to experiment with this. I want you to experience this and I want you to apply this into your life. Because knowledge alone is not power, experience is. So let me teach this to you, break down the four principles, and I want you to put this into play. I want you to have your own manifesting experiment. So here's what Neville was teaching in one of his books, Your Faith is Your Fortune. And let's start there. At a very high level, I just want you to remember that faith and fear are both something in the unseen, but which one we give attention to is which one we will experience. Pardon the interruption. If this content is resonating with you, please be sure to leave a 5-star review. I want to offer you some additional resources. Visit my website, heatherhakes.com, and sign up for my free video training on how to reprogram your subconscious mind. I also offer one-on-one coaching. I will help you create clarity and a roadmap so you can live the life you dream about. Best part? Everything I teach, you can start implementing right now. To learn more and apply, visit heatherhakes.com. Now, back to regular programming. So I just want to offer you that you have to have faith. You have to have belief that what you want is already on your way, that what you want is already yours. So let's start there. Your faith is your fortune, because whatever you believe to be true is true for you. So what I want to do is break this down into four simple steps so you can apply this to your life. The first step from Neville Goddard and how to manifest your desires, kind of obvious, but the first step is you have to decide what it is you want. Now, I highly recommend you be specific, because if you say, I want more money, and you find a penny on the ground, technically that's more money. So get really clear. Decide what it is you want. What is the dollar amount? What is that travel experience you want? What does that home look like? What does your ideal relationship look like? But you need to be clear and specific. Decide what it is you want. The second step, once you are clear and you know what you want, maybe it's that car or that dollar amount, then it's all about going into your imagination. You have to go within, right? The Bible teaches the kingdom is within. So what you have to do for step number two, it's all about sensory deprivation. Close your eyes, fall deep into your imagination, and settle into the oneness that you are. This is what he talks about, the I am principles. Because whatever follows I am, you will experience and you will become. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am abundant. I am free. So step number two is that sensory deprivation, going within. And more or less, think about it like this. You're removing yourself from the separation that we feel as human beings. And you're going within, back to source. Back to oneness, back to wholeness, where we all come from. And that's where you get the deep riches. So step number two is that sensory deprivation, that imagination, and going within. Step number three, once you've done the sensory deprivation and gone within, is creating, using your five senses, a real world event or experience, living from the end as though your desire has already manifested. So for example, let's say it's a dollar amount. Your job would be to use your five senses to see that money in your bank account, to see or feel the money in your hand, to see or feel or experience the joy, the gratitude, the excitement, the feeling of abundant and freedom as though it's already yours. As he says, feeling is the secret. So this step number three, you literally have to feel the feelings, feel the emotions, embody that sensory experience right here, right now, as though it's already yours. That is how you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be, because we know here in this 3D realm, time is an illusion anyway. So when you can create and embody the health, the abundance, that relationship, the car, the home, when you embody it now, acting as if living from the end, then the universe must conspire in your favor to bring it to you. The important step here is letting go of the how and the when. You have to detach from the outcome, because that is when we turn into manic manifesting, trying to force outcomes and manipulate and make things happen from a very limited perspective. So this is about detaching from the outcome, having fun with it. And that's where step number four comes into play. This is where you have to embody that faith and excited anticipation on how it's going to come your way. Walking around knowing and feeling it's already yours. And here's what trips most people up and what keeps your manifestations away. As soon as you start feeling doubt, I like to say an ounce of doubt keeps it out. If you feel doubt, if you feel impatience, if you have frustration, if you have fear, those feelings are actually repelling what you want and keeping it away from you. So you have to be very mindful and intentional on where your awareness is going, and literally have that conviction, that knowing, and it's on its way. When you combine all four of these steps together, you decide on what you want. You remove yourself from your current circumstances and limitations, and you go within. You then embody those feelings of you already experience it, and you have faith in knowing it's coming your way. When you express, then you will possess that manifestation, because consciousness is everything. You must first experience it within. You must first experience it in your mind, in your imagination, then using your thought and your feeling. That's how you combine, as Dr. Joe Dispenza would teach us, having that brain and heart coherence. And when you've imagined it and visualized it and embodied it and experienced it so vividly within, it must express itself without. Now, I just want to remind you, as I started this out, your faith is your fortune. Everything has a gestation period. The how and the when, never your job. And anytime you try to white knuckle and make something happen, you're actually repelling it. So just remember, get clear on what you want. Remove yourself from your current circumstances and the five senses. Go within and create that real world experience. And then you have to embody that faith and the conviction it's already yours. Now remember, have fun with this. And put this into play, because I'm telling you, the sky is not the limit. Your belief system is. Thanks for tuning into today's episode. I'd love it if you could leave me a review, and remember to subscribe and share this episode with your friends. If you haven't yet, connect with me on the social platforms. You can add me on Instagram at heather.hakes and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll catch you on the next episode.